This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Scorecard time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to score your card and also choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. I still don't know what we're doing here. I make a statement based upon Jane, our producer's observations of the many a week, and we both give that statement a mark out of 10. I still don't entirely know what's happening, Hutchie, but we'll start it this way. England is through to the Euro 2020 final and will face Italy in an attempt to secure its first major international trophy since the 1966 World Cup. This has the potential to be the most significant and celebrated sporting achievement for the UK in a generation or two, given the timing as the country moves out of lockdown.
10.
I'm giving that a full 10 myself.
Hang on, Damo, it's alternate questions. It's not a difficult model, man. The cancellation of the Australian Grand Prix seriously jeopardises the likelihood the races will be taken away from Victoria in 22 and beyond.
10.
0.
The media describing the latest results in ratings in Sydney as a, quote, landmark day as Kyle and Jackie O's Kiss Breakfast Show surpasses TalkStation 2GB ratings for the first time.
3.
7.
NRL player Paul Vaughan sacking from the Dragons for hosting a barbecue has been too heavily handed by the NRL.
1.
0.
Alan Jones retired from radio a year ago. He's hinted that he's open to returning to the airwaves to, quote, give a voice to the silenced.
5.
I'm going to give that a 1, and I'll explain that later.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg invited 30 CEOs of the country's largest companies to discuss how the COVID vaccine rollout could be done. Will private enterprise be able to achieve what the government has and achieve uptake in vaccinations?
9.
6.
5 weeks shy of his 40th birthday, Roger Federer has crashed out of Wimbledon. He will retire this year.
8.
Yeah, it's pretty high. That 8, I'll give that as well.
Will more transparency for succession plans become more of a feature for clubs in the future?
1.
2.
Fox Sports described Alistair Clarkson as the new coaching bachelor, with AFL clubs vying to present him with a rose. Clarko will get snapped up and signed.
10. 10, if he is signed at some stage, yeah. And then supermodel Gigi Hadid has written an open letter to the paparazzi pleading with them to blur out the face of her baby daughter in photos. Will they agree to this more broadly?
Will they agree to this? I don't know how to answer that one, Hutchie, under this
Will the paparazzi change their ways?
No, they won't. So do I give that a 0 in that regard?
Yes.
Yes.
5
right,
for
well,
me.
Again, once again, I don't really know what we're doing here.
I'll back over my answers. So, nice move, GG. I think some people will take that on board. There'll be those that want to be seen to do the right thing. Clarkson will get snapped up. It's just a matter of when. I think it'll be more close to 18 months than 0. Succession plans don't work to have them worked. So, I marked that low like you did. Federer, yes, he'll retire in 12 months. Frydenberg, worth a go. So, positive outweighs the negative. That's why I gave it a 6. Now, Jones, I'm on the fence. I do think that there is a section of the conservative media that's gone, but I'm not sure that we've been silenced at the same time. The sacking wasn't heavy-handed. I'm totally with you on that. Interesting on the Kyle and Jackie O, it's not a landmark day. It was presented as one because it suited probably News Limited's agenda as to strike a bow across the bow of Nine Radio. The cancellation of the Grand Prix will be back. Cancellation of the Grand Prix will be back. So next year, I didn't subscribe to that. And I reckon England's massive for the culture of the community. So that's how I ranked it in retrospect, Damo.
I like that, Hutchie. But once again, my ears prick up when you start to talk about politics because you don't know anything about politics. Did you just say that there is a silencing of those who have a conservative view in this country? Did I mishear that?
I think it's much harder to express a more traditional view on the airwaves than it used to be because there aren't many platforms left that are built around that, Sky News being the obvious exception.
What is the conservative view, Hutchie, in your eyes, in definition terms, please?
Well, I think society's changed massively. Society has moved.
What is it to be conservative?
Society's moved for the better, Damo. So if you have a an older view or a tougher view, it's not as easy to find a platform that agrees with it anymore or allows it. And I think that's stating the bloody obvious.
I don't disagree with some of that. I just love getting you awkward about politics, actually, because I don't think you know exactly what you're talking about most of the time when it comes to it. So anyway, I'll just quickly work backwards too. I like Gigi Haddad proposing what she proposed about her baby daughter, but she's got no control over what those people in paparazzi will do. The Federer situation, yeah, I think he'll go around for one more year. How many more tournaments that takes in? The Frydenberg question, Hutchie, with regard to private enterprise, the government couldn't have botched this more. So any help they can get from people who actually know how to run businesses and operations and plans and stages of plans, well, yeah, that can only be a good thing. Alan Jones, just go away, please. Give a voice to the silence, please. It's all about giving his own voice more airtime. That's all it ever has been when it comes to him. And that's, yeah, I agree with you too with regard your take on Kyle and Jackie O. Unlike you, though, I do believe the Australian Grand Prix is now in danger of never returning to Australia, Hutchie, given this government hasn't been able to now run it for 2 years in a row. And the England thing in the World Cup, in the Euros, is quite extraordinary. And that's coming from me, who won't even probably watch. I will watch the final, but I don't have great interest in soccer. But I know how big it is for that country.
That was the Sounding Board scorecard for DrinkWise. You won't miss a moment if you DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.